verse 1. Nachare Chaitanya Guna Nidhi Asarane Chintamani Haiti Dila Vidhi. Vrindavan Das Thakur said, Lord Chaitanya, the reservoir of transcendental qualities, Guna Nidhi, is dancing wonderfully. Nachare. Although I am without qualification, Providence has given me this touchstone. Purport by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Sri Chaitanya Dev is the most precious gem from the ocean of transcendental qualities. His extraordinary power is like the dancing of a dancer who is expert in art and dance. I, Vrindavan Das Thakur, am completely incapable and unqualified in the field of sadhana or spiritual practices. In spite of knowing that I am an unqualified person, the Creator has placed that most precious stone in my hands without any sadhana on my part. So Vrindavan Das Thakur, this is the invocation or Mangalacharan to chapter 7, which is entitled The Meeting of Gadadhar and Pundarik. Gadadhar Pandit and Pundarik Vidyanidhi. A very wonderful meeting is described in this chapter. How we have a phrase in English, you can't judge a book by its cover. The cover may be very attractive, very colorful and beautiful design, but inside the book may be worthless or useless. Its packaging is nice, but the content is nothing. So sometimes in judging people, we judge in externals. Even they have phrases in English. They say we dress to please others and we eat to please ourselves. So the way we dress, wives will dress very attractively for the happiness of their husband, and or people dress to please their boss. But when we eat whatever we like, whatever appeals to us. So this external cover is not the person. When Gadadhara Pandit went with Mukunda and met Pundarik Vidyanidhi, then he misjudged him. He thought, oh, he's some type of materialistic person. Because he saw externally, he appeared to be dressed in a very opulent fashion and enjoying life, chewing pan. So this is a very interesting chapter. We will hear the wonderful Leela of the Lord and also derive some important instructions to purify our own consciousness and expand our own outlook. Because generally, Kali Yuga makes one very narrow-minded and bigoted. The whole atmosphere throughout the world is filled with prejudice. This is the cause of so many wars, difficulties, conflicts, terrorism, etc. This biased viewpoint, I am good and you are bad. I am right and you are wrong. There's no harmony in this age. This is the age of quarrel, disharmony. So there can't be disharmony unless there's discord. And there can't be discord unless there's differences. There must be bade. There's so much bade or difference in this age. So this is a very wonderful story that took place 500 years ago in West Bengal, which is of course part of India. And it involves the eternal associates of the Lord, these persons we are hearing about. They are all spiritual persons, divine persons, who have come from the higher realm of liberated souls who live in the spiritual world. These are the Nitya Parishads, what they call the Parishads or associates of Lord Chaitanya. And they have come here to display their drama. We have experience of traveling road shows. People come and do P.C. Sarkar or his descendants. Probably has some children or grandchildren by now. And they will come to the city and say, and do a magic performance, 5 days magic show, and they do the jadu and all these wonderful, exciting tricks to entertain us. Or in the West, we have these circuses. Circus comes to town, and they have jugglers and lions and elephants doing tricks. And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to this material world to show a drama, to show a leela. For his own relish, to enjoy, and also to teach. Circus people, when they come, they're entertaining us, we're paying them, they're entertaining us, they're also enjoying their work, many of them enjoy their work. Lord Chaitanya is relishing ras, lila ras, the flavor and ecstasy and happiness and love of his own pastimes with his own devotees. But most importantly for us, he's teaching. His lila, his drama is for teaching, not so much for entertainment or for... He didn't come here to earn money or to make some money by putting on his show. He came here to relish his own rasas and to teach all of us. So there are many interesting pastimes in these spiritual literatures which are for the Lord. They are for the Lord and of the Lord and by the Lord. They're for his own pleasure. But moreover, they're for us. They're to teach us, to train us, to elevate us, to educate us, to enlighten us, and to liberate us. And also to satisfy us. The soul becomes very satisfied when hearing about Krishna. So this is text 1. Text 2. Jaya Jaya Sri Gaurasundar Sarvapran Jaya Nityananda Dvaitara Premadham. Before the author, Vrindavan Das Thakur, who lived just after Lord Chaitanya left this planet, and he had the opportunity to meet many of these persons, he's approaching this drama, or this leela, of Gadadhar meeting Pundarik Vidyanidhi in a very humble way. Although he's a wonderful writer and very qualified and expert in his field, he's feeling the utmost humility and lack of qualification to approach such divine topics as the pastimes of the Lord, or the pastimes or drama, God's drama. So he's petitioning the members of the Leela, the heroes, Nayaka, heroes and heroines, he's petitioning them and praying to them, please bestow your mercy upon me. I'm glorifying you and I'm attempting to describe you and reveal your teachings, your character, your charitra and your shiksha. Your character and your teachings, I'm attempting to reveal these to the greater audience that I'm writing for posterity's sake, because he's writing in Bengali, or reading in Bengali, and the English translation, because this book is 500 years old, and practically speaking, although people here are Hindi-speaking or English, Maharashtrian, or whatever, this book is written in Bengali. The large majority of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas are Bengali. So there are millions, literally millions and millions of Bengali Vaishnavas, Arisan from Orissa, Bengal, of course, and Manipur. Manipuri, the language, is actually Bengali. They're speaking Manipuri language, but the written language is written in Bengali character. If you see a Manipuri Bhagavad Gita, it's written in it's Bengali language, in Bengali characters. It's the same. Because the king of Manipur, 500 years ago, he was converted by Narottam Das Thakur to become a Gaudiya Vaishnava. And he proclaimed that, although Manipuri has their own written language, which is something like Malayalam or something, circles, all these squiggles and circles, he said, no, from now on, the written language in Manipur should be Bengali. Everyone, so all the newspapers in Manipur are in Bengali script. Manipuri language, Bengali script. Because he wanted to facilitate that all the people in Manipur who became converted to Gaudiya Vaishnavism, to Lord Chaitanya or Chaitanya Bhakti, Radha Krishna Bhakti, they would be able to read the original Bengali scriptures of the Goswamis, which were put into Bengali from Sanskrit, and also these original scriptures that were directly and initially written in Sanskrit, like Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat, and Bhakti Ratnakar, and many other wonderful scriptures. So even to this day, so this is the Bengali language. So he's glorifying, all glories to Lord Gaurasundar, the life and soul of all. He's a sarva pran. He's a pran. The pran, the living force of everyone, is Gaurasundar. All glories to the abode of Nityananda and Advaita's love, Premadham. Because Gaurasundar is the Prem Vishai. He's the object of the love of all of his devotees. They're the Premashraya. They're the shelter, the reservoir, the abode of love, and he is the recipient of their love. So he is the Prema Dham. Dham means the resonance, the receiver, the place of where they're offering their love to him, all the devotees. Jaya Sri Jagananda Sri Garbha Jivan, Jaya Pundarika Vidya Nidhi Pranadhan. All glories to the life and soul of Sri Jagarananda and Sri Garbha. All glories to the wealth and life of Pundarik Vidya Nidhi. So he's mentioning the characters who will be seen in this drama. They're being introduced here. One is Pundarik Vidya Nidhi. Jaya Jagadisha Gopinathera Ishvara, Jaya Hoka Jata Gora Chandra Anuchara. All glories to the Lord of Jagadish and Gopinath. All glories to the associates of Gaurachandra. Gaurachandra is another name for Lord Chaitanya. The beautiful moon, the golden moon, Gaurachandra, rising over Mayapur. Hinamati Navadvipe Sri Gauranga Rai, Nityananda Sange Ranga, Karaye Sadai. In this way, Sri Gauranga Rai constantly enjoyed various pastimes with Nityananda in Navadvip. Advaita Alaya Sabha Vaishnava Mandal Mahanutya Gita Kare Krishna Kola Halla. All the devotees of Lord Chaitanya accompanied Advaita in dancing and loudly chanting the names of Krishna. So at this juncture in Lord Chaitanya's Leela in Madhya Kanda, Chapter 7, the Sankirtan movement is just beginning. Lord Chaitanya is approximately 20 years of age and he's taken initiation and in his 20th year from Ishwarapuri. He's returned to Navadvip. And he's joined Advaita and Nityananda to begin initiate or to join their already existing Sankirtan movement. And they're relishing in the association of Advaita, who was the Sankirtan leader for Navadvip and Shantipur before Lord Chaitanya joined them. He was chanting very loudly. It says kolahala, kolahala. Kolahala means loudly chanting, dancing. Maha nritya gita kare Krishna kolahal, Vaishnav mandal, Advaita lai sava Vaishnav mandal. We have Braj mandal, the Vaishnav mandal, the whole circle, the whole group of Vaishnavas, they all got together. Maha, it says maha, great. Maha nritya, great dancing and singing, nritya gita, kolahala, and they were shouting for joy, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati gives one commentary here. He says there are two classes of people living in society. The first are called Vaishnav Mandala or Daiva Samaj. Samaj means the group of saintly persons. They are attached to Vishnu Bhakti, and the other are called the Avaishnava Mandala, the Asura Samaj. They are against Vishnu Bhakti and they are busily engaged in worshipping many devatas. Sri Advaita Prabhu was the leader of that Vaishnav Samaj. In order to gratify their senses, the conditioned souls make useless noises. Devotees of the Lord, however, profusely dance and sing for the service of Krishna and thus display their respective sentiments for the service of the Lord. So he's commenting here on this word, kolahala. Kolahala means loud chanting. The louder one chants, the more living entities become benefited. So then he contrasts this with there's so much noise going on in this material world. The loud sounds of advertisements and radios and loudspeakers blaring their announcements and encouragements and inducements to buy any number of useless products, chewing gum, cigarettes, beer, whiskey, etc. And he says these are all useless sounds. So this is the non-devotee class, the conditioned souls, they're busy making useless sounds. And Prabhupada once, he compared that to the frog. Mendak bolie. They make big sound in the jungle. Of course here you can't hear too many frogs. Maybe Dr. Frog comes sometimes to BI, I suppose. Dr. Frog will visit the Bhaktivedanta Institute sometimes and engage in debate. But otherwise, in the countryside, you find these frogs, especially in the rainy season. It's a very interesting, humorous note, and maybe true, who knows, but we live in Vrindavan and Radhakund, and our Chokidar has been with us for a few years, and it doesn't rain very often in Braj, but when it does infrequently rain, then sometimes we see jumping in the yard, there's these little frogs, little tiny, very tiny mendaks, chota mendak. They don't make any noise. They're too, they haven't learned how to sing. They're jumping. I said, where do these frogs come from? Where do they come from? And he said, they came in the rainfall. They came down in the rain. I said, really? He said, yes. I said, this is, where you got this idea? Because being from America, it doesn't sound very scientific. But he was saying that, he said, no, everyone knows this in Braj, that when it rains, the frogs come down in the rain. I said, all right. In Vrindavan, it rains frogs. In America, it rains cats and dogs. They have a phrase in America, if it's really heavily pouring, monsoon rain, oh, it's raining cats and dogs. Of course, many of these colloquial phrases don't make any sense if you actually look at them ostensibly or externally, what is being said. If you're a little child, your father says, oh, Junior, look, it's raining cats and dogs. And the son looks out the window. Daddy, I don't see the cats and dogs. Where? Oh, no, there's not cats and dogs, but I mean, it means excessively raining. Jada barashe. Ajko jada barashe. Deko. It's raining cats and dogs. So in Braj, it's raining frogs. So I don't know. Maybe there's some Puran or something that describes that an inauspicious rain, the frogs come down. Who knows? You've heard? Have you ever heard of this?
Yes, in the third canto.
Third canto?
Yes.
Sometimes, I don't know, there's some descriptions about funny things come from the sky. You read in Ramayana, the Vashishtha Muni went to Dasharatha and he said, please bring your son, your child, your young son Ram and Lakshman, because these demons are interrupting the yajna, the home and yajna of the sages, or maybe Vashishtha himself. It's being interrupted by these bhuts and prates and rakshasas who are raining from the sky. They're raining pus and blood and urine and stool. They're dropping from the sky and falling on our yajna, on our fire, our home, and putting out the fire and contaminating the yajnashala. So please, can you vanquish these rakshasas so we can continue our yajna without any dravya dosh, faults in our yajna dosh, some fault in our yajna. So if it can rain blood and pus and all this stuff, why not a few frogs? But at any rate, back to my, now you have to think now where we are. Let's forget about that. Now we're in Navadvip, and this Leela is going on, and we should try to become absorbed in it. So this, we go on text 7. Nityananda Rahilena Srivasera Gare Nirantara Balya Bhava Ananahispure. Nityananda continued to reside in the house of Srivas Pandit. He was constantly in the mood of a child, and he did not manifest any other mood. This is called Balya Bhav. Balya, like Bala Gopal. Balya Bhav, the mood, the sentiments, the feeling, the idea that I'm just in Bali Lila. Bali Lila means 2 years old, 3 years old, four, and like this. 4 years, up to five is Bali Lila. Small child, like these children running here and there in the room. So Nityananda, of course, Nityananda is, at this point in time, Nityananda is about 35 years old, maybe 40 years old. He's not 5 years old, he's 45. He's living in the house of Srivas Thakur, who is Narada Muni, and Gaur Leela, and he's absorbed in his mood as Balaram, Dalji, in Gokul. In Gokul, Dalji had his Leela, coward boy, growing up with Krishna. Dalji and Kaniya, Krishna Kaniya and Dalji Kabaya. Ananda ke Anandabai, Jai Kaniya Lalaki. Mati Gorapalaki, Jai Kaniya Lalaki. So, they were having great Anand Leela. And so that mood, that Braj Bhav, Balya Bhav, he's acting like that, he's living. So it's very most extraordinary display of emotions. To be 45 years old and act like a 5-year-old, it's quite strange. I'd rather act like a 3-year-old, it's even stranger. Because what he would do, you'll hear in the next verse. Nirantara Balyabhav Ananahispori, Nahispori. So it's Nirantara, Nirantara, no cessation, Nirantara, no end, Nirantara. No, there was no end. He didn't, there's not one moment when he stopped displaying this bhav of being a child. Balya Gopal, Balya Balaram, Balya Bala, Bala, and Dauji, this mood of a young boy, 3-year-old child. Nahi Spuri, he didn't manifest any, Spuri means manifest, he didn't show or display or manifest any other mood. Now what are the details of it? Let's hear what the details. Apani tuliya hatte bhatta nahi kai, pucha praya kadi anan malina jogai. Nityananda would not eat rice with his own hand. Nahi kai, you say kao, or ka, what do you say, kata, how do you say eat, kata?
Kao.
Nahi kai. Bhat means chawal, rice. Tuliya, he would not eat with his own hands. Putra Praya. Malini, the wife of Srivas Thakur, she fed Nittai with her own hands. Right? And this is what you do with a 3-year-old child. You feed him. Oh, take your food. Right? Take your food. Oh. So Nityananda is 45 years old and he's getting fed by Malini's hand. And this is definitely Balya Bhav. Just as the mothers of small children feed their offspring the necessary foods because they are incapable of eating with their own hands, the wife of Srivas, Malini, was also absorbed in the mood of Vatsalya, which means motherly love, and she fed Nityananda with her own hands. Eva Shuna Sri Vidya Nidhira Agaman Pundarika Nama Sri Krishna Priyatam. Now hear of Sri Vidyanidhi's arrival. His name was Pundarik, and he was very dear to Lord Krishna. Sri Krishna Priyatam. Priya Uttam. Uttam Priya. Uttam means topmost. Uttama. Very high. Very, very, very dear. There's Priya and Priyatam. So it's Priyatam. Pundarik Nam. Agaman. He came. He came to Navadvip now, so now the drama is, now the setting, this is the title of the chapter, Gadadhar meets Pundarik. So now, stepping on the stage, in the theater of our mind, comes the hero. Pundarik Vidyanidhi has now come. Prachyabhumi Chaitagrama Danya Karibhare Tattatane Avatirna Karila Ishvare. In order to glorify the eastern tract of land, known as Chattagram, the Supreme Lord induced Pundarik Vidyanidhi to appear there. Avatirna Karila Ishvare. So, the Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, has arranged for his devotees to appear in different places in the world. Many of the devotees did appear 500 years ago directly in Mayapur. Some appeared in Shantipur. Some appeared in this, what is this? Chattagram, and then there's Saptagram, Chattagram, then there's Ambikalana and Kalana, all different villages around West Bengal. And some devotees appeared in South India, and some devotees appeared in Benares. Some devotees are all over India, devotees are appearing. And other purports, Prabhupada explains that devotees, Lord Chaitanya has arranged for his devotees to appear in different places of the world. So Lord Chaitanya's devotees, even today, Lord Chaitanya is still here, spreading the Krishna consciousness movement, spreading the Sankirtan movement. He's making arrangements for his devotees to appear in different parts of the world. Prabhupada, even our Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, he even said that don't think that all of you, that you are just beginning Krishna consciousness in this life. Many of you have practiced in your last life. And my Guru Maharaj has sent you to help me push on this Sankirtan movement. So practically we see that, for example, one devotee, he appeared in New York City, one of my godbrothers, and he joined ISKCON in the early days, 1966. And then he stayed serving Prabhupada, and as he grew up, then he studied Chinese language, which is a very difficult language to learn. In a later age, he began studying it when he was 50 years old. It's not easy when you're 50. The brain doesn't work very well. In Chinese, it's a very difficult language to speak. It's all one-syllable words. Japanese is 2, 3, 4. Yamaha, Honda, Fujikawa, Sayonara, Konnichiwa, Skoshikifu Anogashimasu, Konnichiwa. Very beautiful language. Konnichiwa, Shubalashi. They have one word, Subalashi, because we used to sell Prabhupada's books in the airport, so we learned Japanese. Enough to sell a book. The Japanese tourists were very wealthy and very naive. They're very good candidates for book distribution. Konnichiwa. Konnichiwa means hello. Skoshi kifu anogashimasu. Skoshi kifu anogashimasu. Will you please give a donation? And usually there's couples. There's always couples on honeymoons coming to Los Angeles or San Francisco where we worked in the airport. So then you look at the wife and say, oh, I forget, something Subalashi. Subalashi means your wife is very beautiful. It always works. Very, very good. The husband says, yes, yes, yes. Here's $50. Subalashi. It sounds almost like Sanskrit or Hindi. Suba, like Subalashi. But that's Japanese. Many syllables. Very beautiful. But Chinese. So he learned this language. He went to China. And he's preaching and initiating disciples. So this is the Lord's arrangement, that he would be born in New York. Now he's glorified that tract of land. New York has become glorified because he's appeared there and done such wonderful work. And the devotees have appeared in Germany, and then they've been initiated by Prabhupada, and then they're preaching to this day all over Germany in the German language. This is all arrangement of Lord. And now that tract of land, that Germany has become glorified because this great saint has been appeared there and spread the teachings of the Lord and help liberate those people of that land. So the same thing is happening now and today and 20 years ago, and it happened 500 years ago, that the Lord arranged for his associate to appear there. Maybe he's also one, or she, future guru. Who can know? No one can know. Navadvip Acha Prabhupada. Navadvipe Kailena Ishvara Prakash Vidyanidine Dakya Chandekona Swash. Although Lord Chaitanya personally appeared in Navadvip, he sighed deeply because of not seeing Vidyanidhi there. Gana means thick or deep. Gana Shwasa. Vidyanidhi Nedeki. So this is sighing. Sighing is, and when one is in separation, where is Vidyanidhi? He's feeling. So there's some emotion. One side, Lord Chaitanya is hankering, oh, where is my Vidyanidhi? Where is my great devotee? I have appeared here, and he's appeared in a distant land in Chattagram. So the Lord is feeling some distress in this viraha, this separation from his devotee. Feeling great separation from Vidyanidhi. Nityakari uttiya vasila gorarai Pundarika bhakpa bali kande ubarai One day after dancing, Gaurai sat down and cried loudly, "Oh, my father, Pundari! Bap, bap!" So this is his, first we get an indication that he's sighing in separation. This is the first verse. Then as the scene develops, you see Lord Chaitanya is sighing. He's feeling some separation. Then next the scene develops. He's dancing. He was dancing ecstatically. Then he just sat down. And he starts crying. Bap, bap. Bap, bap. In Bengali, bap means father. You say pita, 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 pita. Father. And everyone's wondering, "Oh, my father, Pundarik. Pundarika are mora, bapare bhandure, kabe tama dekiba are re bapare. Oh, Pundarik, my father, oh friend, when will I see you? Oh, my dear father." So why is he saying this? Who is the father of Lord Chaitanya? Does anyone know the father of Lord Chaitanya? Jagannath Mishra. Anyone heard this? Anyone heard about this? And who is the mother of Lord Chaitanya? Sachimata. And his name is Sachinandan. So how is it? You can have two fathers? Yes or no? No. Okay. I'm glad we agree on something. So you can only have one father. So he's saying, "Oh, my father, when will I see you? Pundarik, Pundarik, Vidyaniti." Well, this is some confusion. So what's the solution? So the purport is telling him, Brajlila, this is Gaurlila, Brajlila, Pundarik Vidyaniti is none other than Vrishabhanu Maharaj. And Vrishabhanu Maharaj is the father of Radharani. And in this instance, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a combined avatar, he's combined appearance of Radharani and Krishna. He is Radha and Krishna combined. Radha and Krishna Yugo. Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Rasaraj. Rasaraj Sri Krishna. Mahabhav Surupini Sri Radha. Combined in one unified golden form. Hina Chaitanyara Priya Patra Vidyanidhi. Hina Sava Bhakta Prakashila Gauranidhi. Pundarik Vidyanidhi was such a dear associate of Lord Chaitanya. Gaurai manifested many such devotees in this world. Prabhu ye krandana kare tana namalaya bhakta sabha keya kichu dabu jena iha. The devotees could not understand why the Lord was crying. Why is the Lord crying and calling out the name of Pundarik? Sabhe bhale Pundarika bhalena krishnere Vidyanidhi Namashuni Sabe Vichare. All sublok, all the devotees that were there with Lord Chaitanya, they were bewildered. What is happening? What is this? They started to think, Pundarik? Or Pundarik, Vidyanidhi, an ocean of knowledge, a treasure of knowledge, Vidyanidhi, Pundarik. Pundarik means it's the name of a white lotus flower, a Pundarik. And Pundarik is the name of Krishna, Pundarikaksha. Maybe our Lord is calling out some name of Krishna in his ecstasy of Radha Bhav, Radha in separation. He was always feeling this mood of Radharani's separation from Krishna. Krishna, 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 hey. Gopi, 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 Krishna, Krishna. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. So it must be, maybe this is a mood of his separation. So Gaur is calling out, Gauranga is calling out in the mood of Radha Bhav, calling for Krishna. Pundarik. Maybe he's referring to Krishna. But then when they heard the name Vidyanidhi, they started to consider. Kona priya bhakti ha sabai bujilena bhaya haile prabhushtane sabai bhalilena. The devotees understood that this Pundarik Vidyanidhi must be a very dear devotee of Lord Chaitanya. When Lord Chaitanya regained his external consciousness, bhaya chit, they all inquired from him because they were speculating or trying to understand, and then they asked him, "Kon bhakta lagi prabhu karaha krandan satyama sava prati karaha katan." O Lord, for which devotee are you crying? Please tell us the truth. "Ama sabara bhagya hoka tani jani tanra janma karma kota kaha prabhu shuni." Oh, Mahaprabhu, let us have the good fortune of knowing him. Please tell us where he was born and what are his activities. Prabhu Bali, Tomara Sakale Bhagyavan, Shuniti Hailaicha Tanhara Akyan. Mahaprabhu said, you indeed are all very fortunate, for you have developed a desire to hear about Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Paramadbhutta Tanra Sakala Charitra, Chandra Nama Shravaneo Samsara Pavitra. All of Pundarik's characteristics are most wonderful. Simply by hearing his name, the entire world becomes purified. Samsara Pavitra. Nam Shravan Samsara Pavitra. Samsara is a name for the world and also what we're in. We are in the Samsara Chakra. This cycle, the circle of birth and death, and janamrityu, janamrityu. So this whole world is called samsara, samsara. So when Lord Chaitanya is describing, they ask, please tell us, who is this Pundarik? And he's saying, oh, Parma Adbhuta Sakala Charitra. Sakala means sub. All of his characteristics are most, Parma Adbhuta, most amazing, very, very amazing. Very extraordinary characteristics this devotee has. So he's creating a lot of suspense in everyone's minds and in our minds also. We're thinking, what are these extraordinary qualities? And tomorrow we will find out. Hari Bol.